Many people take reading for granted, but for those who are blind, it can be a real challenge to access everything that's written on paper and online. That's why many who are blind tune into the Georgia Radio Reading Service, sometimes known as GARS. The service broadcasts the written word to the visually impaired all around Georgia. Volunteers read hundreds of materials over the airwaves each month. That's grocery coupons, newspapers, and even full-length books. The service has been around since 1980, and for almost all of those years, Phil Jones has been running the boards and working as an announcer and producer. Jones is blind himself, and even after 30 years on the job, he's not close to being bored, as we learn in this Atlanta Sounds.
It's 3 o'clock and time for our daily reading of the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, everybody. I'm Phil Jones for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. I knew that the Radio Reading Service would rely on sighted people for reading, but I didn't realize it would need, I didn't think about producers or board operators or whatever. On March 25th, 1981, I was given a call and from our program director, and she told me that we've got an afternoon opening starting tomorrow. And that was it. I can't put it into words. I cannot. To say I was thrilled is putting it very mildly.
It's 7 o'clock on the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Come join us around the campfire now for Tales of the Wild West.
Really, I was meant to be here, I suppose, because the fact is I love radio and I also love reading. And having a service like this, even then, meant a lot to me as a listener. Until we came along, I did not realize how much I was really missing. The Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped had a limited number of magazines, a limited number of books, and as far as newspapers, well, there was nothing at all for blind people except for a condensed version of the Sunday New York Times. So when we came on the air, it was just a real thrill to me. It was something new. It was something exciting. And it was something I wanted to be a part of. Well, let me hit the refresh button here with the control R. And I'm using the screen reader here. And I'm going to check and see what if something else has come in.
Call WS Day period.
That's the Wall Street Journal.
Period.
And that's USA Today Sports and Life. I've checked that.
Period.
That's the Macon Shopper. I've been blind since birth. I've been there really for so long, I guess I consider it a part of myself. Not so much a disability, just a part of who I am, I guess. When I tell people what I can do, they do have that measure of surprise. And I know when I was younger, I couldn't take that. I was just, well, who do they think I am? Do they think I'm stupid or something? But I understand human nature a lot better now. I mean, the unknown is something that we all have to overcome. We all have our own weaknesses or prejudices that we must try to overcome. And it's just human nature to react sometimes to blind people or maybe other persons with disabilities or people of different nationalities because we don't know. I mean, it's fear of the unknown. It's ignorance. And, of course, thankfully, all that can be cured.
Hello, everybody. I'm Phil Jones for GARS, once again welcoming you to Radio's Golden Year.
I know that I'm doing something that is really making a difference, not only in my life, but in the lives of so many others. I think that's really the thing that has kept me going more than anything else. I'm generally very excited to come to work, and I think I'll keep on working till I have to get plugged in.
Phil Jones is an announcer, producer, and board operator with the Georgia Radio Reading Service, which broadcasts audio versions of books and newspapers for people who are visually impaired. You can find a photo of Jones and submit your own sound idea at our webpage, wabe.org/Atlanta Sounds. And thanks to WABE's Stephanie Stokes for bringing us this story.